Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew John.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Nine goal kicker brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good on you, Adelaide. Welcome to our Thursday edition of your Rush Hour. I know I say it every time I open my mouth. We're a global. We're here for you. We're interactive. We've got text messages and the phone lines are now open.
Are they?
Oh, hang on.
No, they're not open.
Can I say hello to you, Bernie Vince?
Yes.
A beautiful Thursday for this wonderful, wonderful city of ours. The best place on earth.
Well, you do say it's beautiful every day, Jars, but it is a cracker today. G, down the... And hello to you,
too. Hello,
G.
It was
down the
lovely.
Beach this morning.
Were you? Went for a swim down Somerton.
Did you?
Lovely,
now?
Yep.
Right, a few people are. Out.
Yeah,
cold busy. In the morning. Been cold though in the morning.
Yeah, but the
lovely.
Sun's out. It's beautiful.
Did the Wim Hof? You know the Wim Hof?
Yes, I do. Where yeah, they jump in minus 17 degrees cold water.
Why don't you do it?
Well, I do. I do it at home with Maz. We went for a walk this morning with our beautiful dogs down the beach just to check my beach to make sure all the litter was picked up and all the dog nugget was picked up.
It's your beach, is it?
Well, it's our beach. It's everyone's beach. But I just keep an eye on it. Yeah. Why have you got your cap? Other way around.
I was getting in my way because I was writing some stuff down and my cap kept hitting my microphone. So I thought I'd whack it on backwards and I'm cool, just.
Right, we've got plenty to get through. We're cool. We've got plenty to get through.
You're not cool if you have to say you're cool.
I'm cool.
You're cool. Yeah. I'm not. No, not
cool. Neither of you are cool.
Burn. Chrissy Davies, Port Adelaide's General Manager of Football, who refuses to come onto our show. He spoke about snaring Jordan Dawson. This young man is a talent.
Talent.
The Adelaide Crows, I hope they've got their mitts all around this talent from Sydney.
Third in the best and fairest at Sydney.
And a beautiful kick.
Beautiful left foot kick. Can reads the play really well. Can play half back, wing. I reckon he could be an inside as well. A big inside mid eventually as well when his body is ready. But he'd be a great get.
Well, Port Adelaide seemed to be the destination club. And this is what Chrissy Davies said about snaring Jordan Dawson.
Oh, he's certainly a player that we've got extreme interest in. As both Adelaide and us say often, any South Australian player that's looking to come home, we have a responsibility to do, our due diligence on. I don't know where Adelaide are at in the race to land him. So from my perspective, we'll, when the time comes, put our best foot forward. And if he wants to come to our club, then fantastic.
They normally snare him.
They do. They get him.
Have you heard anything? The Crows got any chance?
No, but the only thing, Roo was a little bit
sheepish
funny when we asked him.
So, on the bump?
Yeah, he doesn't really give too much away, but I just bit of body language.
No, that's why.
Thought, he said Porter all over him. So, it all depends with Jordan. Yeah. It depends on him. Does he want instant success? He's only young.
Yeah.
Or does he want to be part
that's
of a rebuild
yes.
on the way up with the same, he's going to have a lot of good players around him the same age by the time that Adelaide are good. So,
well, the Crows prepared to pay $500,000 and give away some good draft picks or not?
I think he'll get more money if he goes to Adelaide, but it's whether he wants instant success because Port will probably be playing finals, you'd think.
We need one, don't we? The Crows fans need some good news.
Yeah, they
please,
do.
Please, Burn.
They do. I think they should be, maybe they're all over him, just quietly. They might be doing it well, and
strategy.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
So if that's happening, all good.
Now, we the Demons, your boys. We're going to talk about some news, breaking news out of the AFL regarding Brad Scott very shortly. Melbourne Footy Club, your mate Goody's put a curfew on the boys, 9 p.m. in your beds.
Yep.
You happy with that? Pre-grand final, up to the grand final, or that's just what...
Well,
up to the individual.
I was never a fan of curfews.
No, well, because you...
Two.
Yeah.
I got myself 2 weeks.
He did too.
And I was suspended another week until we're halfway through.
Right.
And then they let me off again.
Yeah.
Because I was...
Bit over the top.
Just. I think you do anything you can for a grand final.
Okay.
If you have to do that for 10 days or whatever, however long till the grand final, I'll be doing that.
Mm.
And I don't think there'd be too many complaining or too many wanting
all.
To go out and have beers or whatever they're going to do after 9 p.m. So... That a little bit extra sleep each night, Jars.
Yeah,
you should try it.
I should try it.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I should try it. Okay,
you'll be glowing.
Now Melbourne Football Club will play a bit of a trial game, a bit of a scratch match over the weekend, where the Western Bulldogs will do recovery and do some specific work around their setups and structures. I'm a bit nervous about this.
I'm not. No, they need to get some work into it.
Right.
They've had one game, which will be, over 4 weeks, won't it?
Yeah.
By the time grand final
yes,
week
sir.
or day comes around. So they need to get some run into the legs. They've already had a week off. And then they obviously played that big final. Bit of a training drill but anyway, that
you,
game.
You pray no one gets injured. You pray, or rolls an ankle or nicks a hammy. Nathan Jones will be back on the plane.
Well, you'd rather a couple get it, or not a couple, but you'd rather someone get injured and you match hard for the grand final than take it easy and then everyone's not match hard and you get blown out of the park in the first quarter like Port Adelaide did. Maybe we should look what they did and not do what they did. They might have taken it a bit easy. Okay. So I don't mind going... they're not going to be killing each other. They're just doing a bit of a match sim, and it'll be all right, Joe.
This is the great Lee Matthews. His thoughts on having a hit out to, before a grand final.
You've got to have a fair dinkum contact session, and that's as much for your mind as it is for your body. I mean, if there's a risk of injury in that contact session, I'd be taking it.
There you go.
There you go.
You'd know.
Yep.
The great
I should be coaching.
You should be coaching.
Yeah, after the great Lee Matthews just said exactly what I said. I didn't know he'd said that.
Now, who's on the show, G? Where we go?
That's a really good question, Jars. I'm looking at the rundown. We've got
Jars' bit
and Ben's bit.
Yeah. Ben's
and
not getting
Burns
any bits.
Facts.
And that's all. That's what we got on the show for a Thursday.
We've got Brad
What's
Scott
going on,
update.
Ben?
What's
no interviews organised.
No, because these clowns are like, we have too many interviews. It's turning
well,
into
this
talk
is what
drama.
Family.
No, it's just
we did have three.
We only have five bits of content that we can. Well, four bits really.
Yeah, we had good
of content. And Ben does five interviews a bloody day. Yeah. Well, how we can't even fit them all in? We're going to roll them into the next day.
You weren't bringing anything, you two. So.
Nice stuff, GG. Now, Justin, Brad Scott, former North Melbourne senior coach, has been appointed AFL General Manager of Football, Burn.
Yes.
No surprise to you, young Burn.
No, his name was, spoken about as soon as Steve Hocking was going to leave the AFL. It was a natural progression, and I think it'd be good for it, Jazz.
So you're happy with that?
Yeah, he needs someone like that, I reckon, to take over. Someone that's not going to be pushed around or bullied into things. He'll do it his way. What do you think he needs to change?
That's what I was going to ask you. It's going to be a restructured footy department at the AFL. He'll be under the nose of Andrew Dillon, who's highly respected. And some are saying our next CEO when Gil steps down at some stage when he's ready. Because I think Gil's done a terrific job considering what he's been through the last 2 years with the COVID. Now, Brad Scott needs to obviously sit down and have a real good look at the landscape of AFL football moving forward. So, Byrne, three things that come to my mind. The MRO needs an overhaul. Mm. Absolutely overhaul.
One man in control of that now, Christensen. Yep. So, Michael Christensen. Yep. He is he the right man for the job, Jazz?
Well, some say yes, some say no. And I like Chris O. I think he's done a terrific job. It's not easy, Byrne, is it? It's tough. Needs to be restructured. The rotations, will that be looked at for 2022?
Well, they're dropping it, I think. It's 75 this year. I think they're looking at dropping it by 20.
Yes,
so that'll be interesting. We'll see more mids go forward, Jars. So be able to play multiple positions is going to be really important.
God, that's where it's going. And, Byrne, what about the rules? So I think that'd be one of the biggest issues on his whiteboard when he starts.
Yeah, well,
the holding the ball and the deliberate out of bounds, you know,
standing the mark,
and then do the umpires have to nominate? They're going for a ruck. Can you bring back the third man? Does he need to have a good look at it all?
Oh, he does, 100%. I think he needs to look at making it easier for umpires because there is so much going on at the moment. Mm. They've got to be so fit as well, and they're under fatigue and got to make all these decisions. I don't even know all the rules properly, let alone.
And if they don't know, the fan base don't know.
Well, everything's very confusing. I think we need to simplify it for umpires. Yeah. The holding the ball is pretty simple. If you pick it up, you've got prior, you get tackled. Don't dispose of it by hand or foot. Yeah. It's holding the ball.
Yeah.
I think we need to be a bit more, pay more free. They want it to be more open and more free-flowing. Let's pay a few more.
Mm.
Don't worry, players will adapt. If they're getting done holding the ball every time, they'll get rid of it quicker. Players will adapt to any sort of rule that's brought in. Yeah. So I think that's one that could be pretty simplified straight away. Yeah. But Brad
Standing
Scott,
the mark, does that stay or go under Brad Scott?
I think it stays, just. It's a bad look for the game, but it does open it up inside and players do use it. I know scoring wasn't great from about halfway point onwards, but early on, the teams were using it pretty well. I think that one's going to stay.
What about the 666? I think that's probably the most positive rule brought in. I like that.
I like that. And unless you go down the track of wearing bibs, you're not going to stop congestion, complete congestion anyway, which I don't like. I don't want any bibs. No, nothing like that.
No, no, no.
His biggest, Brad Scott, if we're looking in general, his biggest job or thing he needs to do is get people to games. Yeah. Because the crowd drop-off is just slowly...
Mm. But don't forget we've had...
COVID and everything, I know, restricted.
Yes. Okay.
But before that, when we were allowed to go... here in Adelaide, when we could have full capacity, there was... It was declining.
Mm.
It was declining.
It's a good point, Bern.
And that is all to do with the look of the game and high scoring. Right. So if we can get that back, I know that's easy to say, but he'll look at all that. And that's his number one role. If he gets the look of the game.
Is that his number one
high
priority?
High scoring. Yep. And that's, I think that's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
And whether that be simplifying rules, clearing up for everyone, paying more free kicks. I don't want more free kicks. I just reckon we need to reward good tackles.
Yeah.
As the season went on, it just almost got thrown out the door.
Does he spend a little bit of time on the National Reserves competition, which needs to happen?
There's been a bit of talk about that, whether every team has their own team and they play each other and they travel. But with travel restrictions at the moment, they can't even get the AFL side travelling. Mm. So until the COVID thing
is
gone, I don't think they're going to look at that because it's costly.
Too hard.
It's very costly as well. Yeah. You've got to take... teams.
But if the Crows and Port Adelaide hire out one of those jets of all those planes that are just sitting on a tarmac and haven't been used, surely they could just split the costs and then they just jump on their own plane.
Yeah,
all clubs should.
It's expensive owning your own plane.
I understand that. But
yeah, I know what you mean. You just fly all together on the same plane.
Well, Crows this week, Port next week.
Look into maybe buying, although then... money's running out too.
Well, it is, and exactly right. And you have to look at the salary cap. So he's got a lot of work ahead of him, but I think it's a very good appointment, Brad Scott.
Yep.
Being the appointed as the AFL General Manager of Football.
And you know what else that does, Jazz? It takes him out of the running for some coaching gigs. So his name was thrown around at Carlton as well. So that takes him out of the race. So who's left? There's another one.
I'm going Don Pike.
The Stephen Bradbury is...
Don Pike.
He's about the last one running for it.
Yes, sir.
Bit of talk about Voss, not too much.
No.
Alistair Clarkson, they reckon, still a chance. Yeah. But, well, at least Brad Scott's out of the race now. Yeah. So I'm thinking Don Pike too.
All right. Now, I want to play a little segment for between you two, Gigi, Emma Gerolaitis.
Try again.
And Gerardus. What is it?
One more time.
Oh,
come on, there's
Georgiatis. And Bernie Vince.
Hello.
This is one of my favourite little segments, which I've just brought back for the Thursday family. 60 seconds on the bench with Jars.
Mm,
right?
Okay.
Quick fire questions, quick fire answers. All right. Now, you got a clock there, G?
Yep.
And we just want to get to know G a little bit more. I'll start with you, G. Full name.
Emanuela Georgiatis.
Bernie Vince, full name.
Bernard Kane Vince.
G, what body part couldn't you live without?
My legs.
Right. Bern, who do you love the most, your wife or your golf clubs?
Pass.
Just answer the question. Who do you love the most, your wife or your golf clubs?
Abby Golf Club.
Bern, spell mediocrity.
M-E... mediocrity.
Yeah, yes. Good boy, Burn, Burn, Burn.
Not lost there with
Emma
the
G. Emma G, what is the proper age to get married?
Well, you have to be over 18.
Emma G, spell cellulose.
C-E-L-L-U-L-O-S-E.
Right. Burn, can you do an impersonation of Greg Blewett getting a massage? Keep the clock going, G.
Well, that was
getting
60 seconds.
It doesn't matter. Keep going.
It's done. We're done.
We don't know. We're not. Do an impersonation of Greg Blewett. Getting a massage.
Oh, just in there, please. That's it. Yeah. That's it. Just a little bit further in. Inner thigh.
Keep it clean. It's a family show. Better.
Just around my neck.
Do
you know who I am?
It's a bit softer.
I played test cricket.
Bit softer. Oh, when I used to open the batting, I used to get a couple of these.
That's
a week.
It.
Oh, yeah, just in
Emma
the neck.
G, can you do an impersonation of Mark Ricciuto? You go deeper. As Adelie says, she sounds like Rocky Balboa. Now, G, if you're a boy for a day, what would you do?
What would you do?
G, come on. If you're a boy for a day, what would you do?
Go to the urinal?
Come on, G.
I just want to like be part of the boys' club and see what you guys talk about when girls aren't here.
You would want to grab your plums.
No.
That's what we do. Burn, most unusual place you've made love. Get my clock again.
You said 60 seconds on the bench. It's been 2 minutes.
Just off a walking trail.
Yeah?
Mm. Oh.
Emma G, strangest place you've been kissed?
On the top of a lighthouse.
On the bottom? KG.
On the bottom? Where?
Hang on, did you mean like a body part or like a location?
No, no, just where?
Yeah, top of a lighthouse.
I heard that
in the Galapagos Islands.
Is that nice? Jeez. Romantic?
Yeah, met a Colombian.
Oh, jeez.
Holiday romance.
Jeez, met a Colombian.
Cartel.
El Chapo.
Chapo.
Gigi. Burn. Is Gigi very picky on finding a boyfriend, yes or no?
No, she's got tough criteria, which I don't mind.
You reckon she's tough. Burn, who is the better sporting talent, your dad or Uncle Chris?
Uncle Chris.
Oh, Farmer Tim's going to be filthy. Burn, describe our boss, Matty O'Reilly, in 3 words.
Very rarely here.
And Emma G, describe Bernie Vince in 3 words.
Fun, energetic, and positive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Can I do Matty again?
Yeah, Matty O'Reilly.
Mm. Orange?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And?
Ladylike.
Feminine.
Feminine. Gee, before, well played, Chaps. Well done.
That's
that 60
one.
Seconds on the rush hour bench.
Is that 60 seconds, is it?
Where's the 60 seconds who's the Colombian boy?
10 what? Minutes.
Who's the Colombian boy?
Nah, I don't even remember his name. He was just a holiday romance.
All right, nice. There you go, family. Congratulations. Well played. Port Adelaide, 71-point building. Chris Davies has come out, head of football, has said they're going to review this game to the inch of its life, Burn. All right, so we'll just straighten up a little bit. So where do they start? Well, where does this football club start?
Well, they need to look at their poor performances this year, which there was a few. When things go bad,
they go bad.
They go real bad, and no one seems to be able to turn it around mid-game, which in good teams, their leaders are very quick, or good teams, their leaders pick up on bad traits or bad trends in games, and they're able to change it in the now. Yep. Whereas Port Adelaide, when it goes bad, beg my pardon, it seems to go really bad really quickly, and contested ball's an issue. When they lose contested ball, they don't just lose it. They get smashed, Jars. Again, it was minus 30.
So is that a knock on Travis Boak then? Because we know Ollie Wines is a contested player. Is that a knock on him? And who else has been running through that midfield?
Well, that's another thing. So you can't just pick someone out and say,
no,
oh, it
not
could
at
be
all.
Him. They need, but in saying that, if they're going to do a full review and review it to the inch of their life, as you said, they need to look at personnel or individuals that – have that trait, or in big games, go missing. Go back through the games. They had a shocker against West Coast over there early in the year. Another shocker against Brisbane, up in Brisbane. Bulldogs here earlier in the year was another shocker. I'd look at those games and go, well, let's have a look at some output from some individuals here.
Okay.
And, you know, give them a tick or a cross and be hard. And just see if there's any common denominators in those sort of games when they go missing. When the team goes missing. Do individuals go missing? And a lot of players play well when their team plays well. Everyone does. But who stands up and pick up on trends? Who stands up when the chips are down, when backs against the wall stuff? Because I don't think there'd be too many that you could give a tick to.
You said something about Simon Goodwin, that the only players he'll pick are what? I remember you telling me this about 2 years ago when he'll only pick players...
What, contest the ball?
Yeah.
They love.
I remember you saying that.
Competitors.
That's all he
loves.
All he picks.
If you compete, that's his minimum requirement.
If you don't,
you don't play.
That's his DNA.
Yeah, you don't play.
Yeah, okay.
So,
interesting.
And at the moment, they're getting rewarded.
So, I ask you this?
Yep.
Would a Stephen Motlop and a Travis Boak play in Simon Goodwin's side now, current side now?
I think they could potentially play.
I'm not knocking Trav.
Travis Boak has had
more of
a pretty
an outside
good year.
Type. Elite.
He can play inside as well. He's had a pretty good year. Stephen Motlop's one that would.
A Cull Amon and those type of players. If Sam Powell Pepper would get first picked on the Goodwin side.
No, he loves it. And that's you can see the way that it's all about
Tommy
contested
Jonas.
Contested ball, competing. Mm. And he's just how he coaches. That's the team he picks.
So that's why I asked you that question.
And he weeded out a lot of players that couldn't do that.
Right.
You have a look at the guys that left the club in his time. Yeah. And players that couldn't do it.
Couldn't coach.
He moved them on. He copped a bit of stick with some of them time. But he's got that team now humming.
Every one of them plays.
And you look at the way you watch the first contest in the grand final.
You'd be ferocious.
And the Bulldogs are very good at it as well.
And what was Port's first contest on Saturday night?
Well, they were two goals down in the first few minutes and they were just one-handed. They were having a look to see if players were coming the other way. Yeah. They just weren't up to it on the night, which surprised everyone. We thought they were good enough to beat the Bulldogs, but the Bulldogs just brought that A game and again, couldn't change it at all until, a break. They have to wait for the
Too
coach
late,
to come
isn't it?
Down and sometimes it is when it's six goals in the first quarter or whatever it was.
Last one on it, Ken Hinckley's game plan and messaging. Will that be reviewed?
I think he needs to, and I think they won 17 out of 17 when they win contested ball. So that's a bit of a blueprint for the way you play.
Yeah.
Odd pre-season, big off-season coming up, exit meetings this week. I'd be saying, boys, train your contested footy because that is the way we win. We've proved that 17 times this year.
When we haven't.
Every time we haven't. They did win one game for the year, Jars, when they lost contested footy, and it was that pitiful performance against Collingwood. Very lucky. They won by 1 point at the MCG when Collingwood were only just going. Yeah. I know if you win, that's a tick, but they just got over the line and that's the only outlier. So the rest they lost. The rest of the six they lost contestable, they lost the game. So I would say we're coming back and this is what we're going to train.
Right.
So when you're doing your running, do all your running program, get really fit because they're fit enough. They run games out. There's no problem there. It's just that contested footy stuff.
And if you're not prepared to do that, you're not playing.
And if they're, I don't know what their pre-season or their off-season was like last year, but I feel like it might have been more about ball movement. They get all pumped up about, you know, they slingshot from half back through the middle of the ground. They're slick, fast. That's how they thought they're going to win. There's an element to that, but geez, winning the footy around the contest, they proved Saturday night.
Win the inside ball first and you're away.
Then you're away. Yeah. You play the game in your half and then you can lock it in.
Beautiful.
G'day, boys.
Thanks for introducing me. It's
always nice to be here.
Family, this is our new producer.
They both look at their phones as soon as they
Benny Schwarzkopf joins our show.
Schwarzkopf?
Yeah, well, you're German by nature, aren't you?
That's Erbsland, from the Deutsche.
Is that your surname, Erbsland?
Now, Erbsland.
Erbsland.
Erbsland. Ben Erbsland. Now, you begged our boss, Matthew O'Reilly, who shaves his ankles now these days because he shows his ankles
burning
in the heat. Yeah.
Does he? Shaves them.
Shaves them, That you want to join our show because our other producer, Jared, has moved up with Roo and Ditz, the two chunkheads in the mornings. Now, you've brought some material for today's show, some content. What would you like?
Now, that's a
bit of air time. No, I beg your pardon, Byrne.
I just wanted to say, I mean, over the last couple of weeks, I just wanted to say to both of you that I've really missed Greg Blewett.
I think you're the
this
only one.
This is your
Benny.
Content.
You want to be careful where this goes, mate.
This is your content.
Yeah,
you're bringing
Sydney between you results every week. I've just missed him. I miss the professionalism that is Greg. He's a gentleman. What he brings to this show, he brings a bit of class to the Rush Hour.
He's been on holidays, Byrne, as we know, in Kangaroo Island.
Permanent
big
holidays.
Note himself.
Yeah.
And I've had no dialogue whatsoever. When you went on holidays, I heard from you every second day to see you. And I vice versa. But no, not old cricket lips.
No, but the thing is, you both say this, but I actually think that you guys have missed him just as much. And I've actually put together a little something today to show you how much you've missed Greg.
Do you know about this, Byrne?
No, I don't. This is what'll be good.
A sad couple of weeks with one key member of the Rush Hour team missing, the Australian cricket legend that is Greg Blewett. But where has he gone?
The old Gregory Stephen cricket lips has done a runner, hasn't he?
It's about time we got rid of him.
He's done a runner. He's gone.
Is this permanent?
He's gone to a health farm and it's 2 weeks.
Oh.
There is an operation involved.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's surgery.
Was this true or not? We reached out to someone we trusted, Port Adelaide legend Tom Rockcliffe.
I heard he went to have that hose up the rear end again. And
stop it.
I think something went wrong.
I lost the hose.
I think it's splitting.
No!
They turn the water up too high.
The old cricket lips.
But Bluey, even through all the operation allegations, was still there for the team, even offering ideas for the show.
Well, I've just got a text message come through, actually. It's from Bluey. This is his suggestion for grand final day.
Triple M management were worried about him, though, with our fearless leader, Matt O'Reilly, going to Kangaroo Island to be there for him.
So what would they be doing over there, Jack?
Well, I reckon, because I did hear Matty say that he's joined one of those pottery classes with his wife.
No.
But I reckon we're going to get a bit of this stuff.
Oh, even Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who would be in front?
Oh, Blue.
And who's behind?
Blue, it looks like Demi Moore.
So he's in front.
And Matty's starting all like Patrick Swayze.
There's just clay and shit going
on. So Matty's got his shirt off and he's got his jeans on. And Blewett's
chest on.
Blewett's in his 90.
We soon started missing him so much that we started to remember the little things.
Have you seen his puny little hands?
Yeah.
Gee,
very smooth. Very smooth hands.
All the makeup he puts on.
How's he pulled up from his operation anyway? What's happened there?
What I did see fall out of his pocket was that lip gloss he uses.
It wouldn't be his wallet because he doesn't have one.
Bluey, if you're listening, please come back, mate. The boys just aren't the same without you.
Don't come back, mate.
Get back and work
don't
out
stay
how to
out
drive
there.
A
don't
quad
get on
bike.
The ferry, G. Blewett. Honestly.
That is disgraceful.
2 weeks, you've done nothing all year. You've brought nothing to the show. We don't, mate. We're fine. We're fine.
Try and be. So, make out you're a country boy a bit more, mate.
Do something.
Get on the quad bike.
Yeah.
Actually start it yourself, not Rory.
Yeah, stop getting your lavender all splashed over your face and, you know, pretending you like koalas. You hate koalas.
But we love you, Greg. Hopefully, we'll see you soon. Oh, and don't listen to Fox Footy's David King.
Hey, it's a much better show without Bluey.
You're not the first person to say that.
Brilliant. Well done. Brilliant, Benny.
I think you missed him.
Brilliant.
Has he heard that?
We missed him, haven't we?
Really? After all that, you're giving us mixed signals.
We love to take a message from the Rush Hour family every day on the text line 0488 51047. It's the Automasters text line. Today's question comes from Michael from McGill. Thinking about Nathan Jones, if the D's win the grand final, should players who don't play in the grand final receive a premiership medal?
Well, Boone, you're very good mates with Nathan Jones. You start off.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think, mate?
Well, if anyone did deserve one, it'd be him at the footy club. But they don't. This is what makes AFL footy unique. They don't do that. They do that in the NBA. I think the NFL as well. They all get a ring if they're part of the squad or the list at the time.
Yep.
I don't think it's for AFL. I think that makes winning a premiership all that more valuable when it's just the 22 that play. So I think no. And, you know, Nathan Jones deserves it more than anyone. Mm. Bit like Bob Murphy when the Bulldogs won it when he was captain and did his knee that year. So he didn't get one. I think I think Luke Beveridge might have given him
his
medallion.
Yep,
he passed it on to him. But that's still... That's what makes it so valuable. If everyone on the squad got one, you'd have all these premiership players. You go, well, did he actually play or did he actually get on the field? And they go, no, he's just part of the squad. So I think when you're a premiership player in AFL footy, you're an actual premiership player. Yeah. You've played in it.
No, well, I disagree because I think anyone that's played one game, let alone the grand final, deserves a medal. Gary McIntosh was rubbed out for our 1997 grand final against Port Adelaide back in the day. Macca played in the prelim, hit Stewie Jew, copped a week. Mm-hmm. Now, they were going to appeal the decision, but Macca said no. Typical selfless G. McIntosh. Now, we won that grand final, and then he was given a medal. He came up and got his medal even though he didn't play. He was still, you know, he was rubbed out.
Yep.
So I like that romance. I like that, that the player should be rewarded for their contribution, Byrne.
But don't
so Nathan Jones should deserve a premiership medal if they win. They should have about 45 done.
Don't you look back, though, and go, well, then you'll start working out, was he a premiership player? Was he an on-field premiership player? Or is he just part of the list?
Just a premiership player,
he's got lucky.
No, he's a premiership player. If he's played enough games, absolutely.
Well, how many – what? So now you're saying you do have to play games.
No, just play one.
play one game for the year.
That's just me, Bern, and not everyone's going to agree, and I respect what you said, and you're right. But
I'm strong on that.
I've given you Gary McIntosh. You said Bob Murphy.
Yep.
Who else did you say got one?
Well, Nathan Jones. So
it's happened. It's happened in the past, and it will happen in the future.
Mods in 97.
Well, yeah, very sad. So there you go. But that's a really good question, Michael, from McGill.
So, Jars, based on your logic, when this show wins an award for being a global top rating sports show that no one else is doing it, you're happy for G Blewett to be acknowledged also?
Not at all. Not at all.
That is a very good question.
Not at all.
And now you want. Now he's backtracking. Good question. And what, do you want Benny to get one as well?
Not at all.
Oh, come on.
Even Matty will be putting his hand out.
Riley will claim it.
The whole station gets
the
one.
The only one that gets a medal, we burn an eye.
Yeah. Even M's out of it.
Oh, M. We've got to have M.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh, I thought you were on my side.
No, good.
Don't mind it.
Send through your questions for the Rush Hour on the Triple M text line 0488 51047 for Automasters. Switch and save on service and repairs with pay later options at all 22 Automasters centres. Call 1300 Automasters.
I'll give you my medal, G.
Oh,
now you're giving yours away. Well, you won too many, have you?
I've got a few.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, buddy, for a Thursday, beautiful conditions, beautiful facts on our way.
It is, yeah. September 16th today, Jazz.
Yes, Bern.
International Play-Doh Day today. Oh, so all the kiddies out there
Yeah, well, with the kiddies.
How long's Play-Doh been around? Is it something just recent?
What, 25 years, 30 years, is it?
Been around a while.
You don't participate in it, do you, Boom, with and Olivia?
Not yet. They eat it, don't they? They eat it a bit much when they're a bit too young. Yeah. Anyway, on this day, we're going to start back at 1908, Jazz. Yeah. General Motors Corp was founded today. What a company.
Lovely.
Why are they lovely?
They're very good because they brought out the Holden.
Yeah, on this day they opened.
1908.
It's a long time ago.
How many cars did they build?
The odd car or two. But
wouldn't you do your facts on that?
No, because I don't want to hold us up because I've got to move right on. On this day, 1920,
yes, Ben.
The Wall Street bombing occurred. Just
in New York?
1920, yes, in New York, Wall Street is. 30 were killed, 8 later died, 143 seriously injured. So it's a while ago, isn't it? I thought it was more recent than that, but when I found it. 1983,
good year.
Arnold Schwarzenegger gained US citizenship.
I'll be back.
You got any more of it?
Is it?
You got nothing else. I just got my vaccine. And I would recommend it to anyone. Honestly,
that's not a famous quote.
I just got my vaccine.
What do we always have to play? Why don't you just say, let's get to the chopper? Can you do him or not?
Get to the chopper.
No, that's not it. You don't even sound like him.
You do it.
Let's get to the chopper.
Well, that's even worse.
You do it, G. Go on.
Let's get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
I love him.
Great US citizenship. What country is he from, Jazz?
He's from Switzerland. No. Yugoslavia.
No.
Austria?
Austria. Yeah,
well
thanks,
done, G. Hey, on this day, 1997.
Oh, good year.
Good year, Jazz. No, you didn't win the McGarry on this day, but Steve Jobs was named interim CEO for Apple Computers. Has taken him a fair bit.
He's passed away now, isn't he?
No, I know. It took him.
Very sad.
That was the day, though. He was named interim, and then he went on to obviously do what he did. On this day, 2015.
Yes, Bern.
Nature magazine announced that more than 3 million people die each year of air pollution. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's a fact. And that's more than HIV and AIDS and malaria combined, and it is expected to double by 2050.
Bern, I thought your facts were meant to be fun.
Wow. I know.
And it doesn't really go with like this kind of music.
Gee, but we never ever hear about that in the papers, do we? All we hear about is the COVID virus.
They mentioned it.
That's all we hear about. They should be. That's a horrible stat.
I don't think 3 million have died from the COVID.
A year. But we don't hear anything about that.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up, Jazz.
Everyone gets scared about the COVID virus.
Putting it out there. We might need to do something about it. Birthdays on this day, 1956. David Copperfield, Jazz.
Yeah.
He's a very clever man.
Magician.
Yeah, magician.
He is too.
Can you do any tricks?
No, not at all.
I saw him in Vegas.
Did you?
Yeah,
is he good?
And he's amazing. He did this trick. Absolutely. He did this trick where he appeared right in front of me sitting in the audience. So he went from the stage, poof, and then right in front of me in my seat.
Is that what he said?
It was incredible.
Poof.
And where's the Benny Hill music?
I don't know, that was a big thing of smoking.
Where's my music? Get it back, please. Another birthday on this day, 1925. B.B. King.
Yeah. Hasn't he inspired a lot of the current day artists?
Yeah, good. And also, I didn't tell you about this one, G.
Burn.
See how quick you are.
You ready?
1975. Yeah. Shannon Noll.
Oh, no.
Can't jump in my car.
We don't want to play.
That's not Shannon Noll.
Yeah, he did a remake of it.
No, he didn't.
His famous one's What About Me?
Oh. Yeah. What About Me?
Which is a gimmick.
Have you got it? You didn't prepare G for this one, mate. I've got to get to training. It's our last training run. Did he fix up his picket teeth fence?
I think he threw a can at someone in a...
Yeah, he told him to go and get...
Remember the shoey for Shano gear?
Yeah, shoey for Shano. And then he got done in a strip joint.
Strip joint. He got caught.
Oh, that's
he
right.
Didn't pay his bill.
No. He's twit.
All right. 2003, Brett yes. Ebert was named McGarry medalist Brett, as well. Yeah. I forgot that one.
Beautiful,
guys.
Bretty. And we our hearts and our thoughts are going out to your dad, the great man, Russell Ebert, who's fighting very hard with his cancer battle. So, but Brady and the family, a beautiful young man.
And that is September 16th. You know what? Ladies
well
and
done.
Gentlemen.
Well done. Have a good one. I'll
good
see you
there.
Saturday morning, Dead Set Legends. And G, all the best.
Thank you. Likewise.
Well done. Good show, family.
Good
take
mix
care.
There of education.
Fantastic.
Birthdays,
it really was.
Music.
Bit emotional. There was all sorts of stuff there. All right. See you. Are we doing breakfast next week?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, we can't.
I haven't ticked this off.
Blue's back.
Blue's...
No, he's not.
It's you three for breakfast next week, and I'm not producing it.
Good. It's a no from me.
Yeah, it's a no from me,
I'm having a week off because you guys are idiots.